Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm so excited to present to you someone who specializes in helping service-based businesses building their organic social media, and specifically one platform that is a hidden gold mine. Carly Martin, I'm so excited to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
Amazing. So I think that this is going to be really neat because, first and foremost, a lot of times service providers, I think, forget that there's serious value in organic social. Can you talk a little bit about the opportunity that's there on organic?
I think the opportunity is that you have some control over what you want to put out there. So your message, who you want to talk to, what you want to say to them, you can be intentional with that. And that can be really powerful if you have a strategy and really nail it.
I love that so much. Now, there's a platform that I personally also love that you specialize in, and I think that it oftentimes gets slept on. That platform is, of course, LinkedIn. Can you share with me a little bit of what is possible with LinkedIn?
I love LinkedIn because everybody who's on LinkedIn is there to do business. So you're not trying to pretend that you are not there to do business. You're not trying to pretend that you want to talk about anything other than your business. Everybody's there to learn, they're there to share, and they're there to build relationships. So it's really upfront. And so you can find exactly who you want to do business with, and you can start building those relationships. I feel like it cuts out a lot of the legwork that other platforms have sometimes.
What's so powerful too in my mind is that LinkedIn is one of the few platforms, at least that I've found, where you can directly generate leads. But a lot of people are doing this the wrong way. I'm sure you've seen it. I know a lot of people kind of feel almost like jaded towards LinkedIn because of these messages. What do you see people doing completely wrong on LinkedIn?
I think the two biggest things that I see people do wrong on LinkedIn are, one, they're really salesy and spammy. They're not taking the time to build those relationships, and they're really missing out because, like I said, the beauty of LinkedIn is that you can take the time to build those relationships and be really open and honest about what kind of help you can provide them. So if you're just going in for the kill and you're being really salesy and spammy, you're going to turn people off and you're going to waste that opportunity. And I think the other thing that people do wrong is that they aren't trying to build relationships by just kind of showing up and lurking, but they're not sharing value. They're not inviting anyone to connect. They're not trying to build relationships. They're just sort of hanging out and taking it all in. So they're not doing any damage maybe, but at least that they're missing the opportunity.
I already know the answer to this, but going off of what you just said, I feel like this needs to be super highlighted. So you mean to tell me that people can connect with people they don't know in real life on LinkedIn?
Yeah, and it's so much easier than other platforms because you're there with your business hat on and so are they. So, you know, it's like being at a networking event. So it's understandable that you want to strike up a conversation. It's not weird.
I love that. That's such a good way to think of it because there are moments where on, for example, Instagram or Facebook, it feels very personal and it can be weird sometimes putting business wins on personal social media. Have you experienced that as well?
Oh, definitely. And just in a Facebook group yesterday, actually, someone was saying she wanted advice because she thought, I hate Instagram. I just want to quit it. Do you think that's okay for my business? And so I said, I think you should go to the platform that you love if you can't afford to outsource help yet. And I said, I use LinkedIn because my target audience is business owners. And, you know, there's a lot of business owners on LinkedIn. And she thought, oh, that's what I should do because she hates the runaround on Instagram and she hates the weird DMs. And so, you know, just to think I can go there and just be about business and share my business wins and it's not weird, it's not spammy. I think it's a great opportunity for people like that who want to do business that way.
I love that so much. Now, I know a lot of people are probably feeling kind of lost about where to start because it's not necessarily a platform that's right for, let's say, selfies or family pictures. What type of content do you see performing well on LinkedIn?
I think content that delivers value to your target market about, you know, what problems you solve or how you solve problems for them in the past, wins that you've had. If you can rope it in with some personal stuff too, I think that's really great because it is about building relationships. But yeah, you're not so much going to show pictures of your cat, for example. It's going to be more about what you do professionally, but you can still have personality.
I love that. Now, what are some signs that someone, especially a service-based business owner, is ready to start hiring some help in organic social media and specifically LinkedIn?
Well, I think if you're going on groups and saying, I want to quit all these platforms because I'm so overwhelmed, that is a great example of someone who maybe should look at outsourcing because you don't want to burn out on it and miss out on the opportunity that you have to get in front of your target market and build relationships. So if you're feeling really burnt out about it, that might be a good time to have a chat with someone who can help you.
I love that. Now, you have a really valuable resource, Carly. What is it? Because I know people are going to be like, I need to try LinkedIn. I need to see if this can work for me. What is that resource that you have available?
Well, one thing I think is really great about LinkedIn, like I said, is building those relationships. And a lot of times, because it is a professional network, people come on and they just share article links or they share, ways that they can help and tips and tricks, which is all very valuable. But one thing that's really important is building relationships, getting people talking, getting to know your audience so you can provide even more value. So I created a resource, it's 50 plus, I think it's at 75 now, boosts that you can copy and paste that are specifically for LinkedIn. They're business minded, they're professional and personal development, the things that people have loved talking about on LinkedIn, and it gets people talking and sharing their stories.
I love this. So guys, make sure you grab those engagement prompts from Carly. I think it's gonna be super powerful. It's kind of like swipe files, right? Of the type of stuff that work.
That's right. Yeah.
I love that. You guys can swipe that either above this video, beneath this video, or if you're listening on the podcast at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. I will catch you guys in the next episode in this series. Bye, everyone.